A lot of the graduating students had moments where they weren't sure they would make it to this day. In fact, out of the 21 students, 3 had just finished all of their required schoolwork about 5 hours before the ceremony. Science teacher Adele Bruins was one of the staff who helped the students finish up their work.
They're great kids. They do. They work really, really hard for this. So it's sad to see them go, but you know that they're headed off to something else in life, and it's a good start.
Principal Kurt Lindemann describes what the school does for students this way. When life happens, Revilla tries to fill in the gaps.
And I think the one thing that kind of ties us all together with Revilla is we've all had to overcome something. And we've all done that, and I mean all of us, and I mean the staff and the kids. And this graduation is really proof that of the things that you've all overcome. They're all different things, but they're all things that you overcome. And I'm humbled to be in front of you. So thank you.
The keynote speaker at the graduation was Emily Chappell. She's a Revilla graduate herself, who now works for Southeast Alaska Independent Living. Chappell urged graduates to be honest, kind, and passionate.
I don't care if it's for Pokemon or rocket science. Passion is the fuel that keeps us moving forward. Your passions may change with time, but I encourage you to be passionate about something.
Jenna Lynn Areola.
After the graduates received their diplomas, there was an open mic for them. Here's student Michael Miller.
I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be among the class graduates. I was once told I was never going to graduate high school, and I'm glad I'm able to do so.
Many of the graduates thank the teachers and staff at Revilla. Here's Cheyenne West.
I made a family here. Revilla's my family. My friends are my family. And I thank y'all for being here, helping me along the way. I'm glad I made it.
Cody Johnson performed a rap he had written a few months ago that applied to this moment.
My mama told me to reach for the stars. Now look where we are. I'll carry yours, you carry mine, we'll carry ours. I could have told you that from the very start. I'll go very far. The only scary part is that I don't know where to start. But I guess that's part of the adventure, the independence, the influences, the friends in every sentence I write. And I might fall off track every once in a while, but that's why we get back up and try again. It will be better in the end, but for now, just be proud of the family and friends that you have. And ascend from the crowd because you're different. And if someone says any different, don't listen. Just stick with the friends that continue to help you to get to the end and forget all the rest, because the rest can just rest in peace. So peace out to the haters, because the best is me. It is my honor and my privilege to present to you the class of 2014 from Revilla High School.
And then the students walk down the aisle to enormous applause. Graduate Catherine Carl said she was at risk of failing at Ketchikan High School, so she came to Revilla.
I was very doubtful at first when I found out I was behind in credits. I was very nervous, but once I got to Revilla, it was work at your own pace and push you and, you know.
Now she's got a diploma in her hand.
It's an amazing feeling right now.
For a lot of these students, their Revilla experience has taught them this. They are capable of more than they think. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.